You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, Episode 9. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there, and thanks so much for joining me today. This is the second episode of our series on business development, and on this episode, we will be talking about branding. So you may be asking, what is branding and why is it important to me as a lawyer? And how do I build my brand? Well, for starters, it is important to recognize that every lawyer, every practice group, every firm has its own brand. The brand is essentially the way in which the lawyer or the firm is perceived by their clients and by potential clients, by their colleagues, by competitors, by judges, and by others. It is essentially their reputation. But one thing to keep in mind is that you can be intentional about designing your brand. You can develop a branding strategy that helps steer the perception that others have of you so that it is aligned with the way in which you want people to see you. The truth is that branding is an important component of your business development plan because no matter what your business development goals are, reaching those goals will be affected by how you portray and sell yourself to potential clients and referral sources. And a strong, well-crafted brand could make you more attractive to those potential clients or to others who are in a position to send work your way.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. At QuadPod, we have a variety of podcasts that are as unique as you. When you visit quadpod.com, you'll see our shows listed by category as well as average episode length. Find a new podcast at qodpod.com, the QuadPod Podcast Network. That's qodpod.com.
Hi again. So let's talk a little bit more about what is branding and why it is important. As I mentioned earlier, branding is essentially how people perceive you either as a person or as a professional. It is what comes to mind when your clients or colleagues think of you. And this includes the characteristics or personal attributes that you are known for, both personally and professionally. So why is this important for lawyers? Well, because in the end, your brand is, in many ways, your reputation. And as you very well know, in the legal profession, reputation is everything. Clients give lawyers work based on their reputation. Colleagues refer work to others based on their reputation. Partners often assign work to associates based on their reputation. So if your reputation is a factor that affects whether you get work from clients or whether a colleague refers work to you, then you can see how there is a direct relationship between your reputation or brand and your ability to develop business. So how do you create a strong personal brand? Well, creating a brand should be an intentional exercise. And if you're working on intentionally building a brand that is aligned with the way in which you want to be seen, there are a few steps you can follow. The first step is to ask yourself, what do you want to be known for? Some of you may want to be known as an expert in a particular field of law. Some of you may want to be known as the go-to person for hard, complex matters such as defending class action lawsuits or working on large corporate transactions. Or maybe you want to be known as someone who is a good negotiator and who can resolve disputes and avoid litigation. Or you may want to be known as someone who is trustworthy and reliable. You should take time to think about how you want to be perceived, about how you want your clients, potential clients, and referral sources to see you and to think about you. When you are deciding what you want to be known for, there are a couple of things that you should keep in mind. For instance, you should consider your natural strengths, your background, your experiences, your skills, and whether they are consistent with how you want to be perceived. If they are, it might be easier for you to build a brand that aligns with those strengths. Also, think of your ideal target client. Understand their needs. Make sure that the brand or reputation that you develop is consistent with the needs of the type of client that you want to attract and with the type of work that you want to do. So once you are clear on what you want to be known for, the second step is to think about how you are currently being perceived. If there is a gap between the way that you want to be perceived and the way that you are currently being perceived, then you should reflect on the strategy that you will employ to bridge that gap. Which brings us to our third step, which is that you need to brainstorm about specific things that you can do or activities that you can get involved in that will support whatever it is that you want to be known for. And then you need to take action. If, for example, you want to be known as someone who can manage a large-scale litigation, like a class action lawsuit, you should try to get yourself staffed on as many class action cases or big complex cases as you can. If your client gets good results in any of those cases that you're involved in, then you should add that to your law firm bio and to your LinkedIn profile so that it is known to the world that you have had successes with that type of case. You can also write an article about a case that you won and highlight the fact that you were representing the prevailing party. As another example, let's say that you want to be known as someone who is an expert in a particular area of law. Then you should think about the things that you can do to create that reputation. You might want to publish articles in law journals about topics related to your area of expertise. You may want to reach out to your local bar association to try to get a speaker or panelist slot in the next seminar that they sponsor that is related to your area of practice. You can also work on your firm profile, on your LinkedIn profile, to ensure that they are highlighting your knowledge and your experience and your accomplishments in the area of law that you want to be known for. And at this juncture, I just wanted to point out that even though it is good to get published in reputable journals or to be a speaker in an event hosted by an established organization, you don't need to sit around waiting for your bar association or anyone else to hold a conference related to your area of practice. Or you don't need to sit around waiting for any important journal to agree to publish your work. But don't get me wrong, you should by all means try to get on panels and on conferences organized by reputable law-related organizations. And you should definitely try to get published in reputable journals. My point is that you should not stop there. Keep in mind that you can create your own opportunities. For instance, you can arrange for your firm to host a webinar for clients on a topic that falls within your area of practice. And then you can take the lead coordinating the event and speaking at the event. And this is going to help you establish your expertise both internally within your firm and externally with clients and potential clients, as well as with others who may be in a position to refer work to you. Or you can write a client alert or an article on a recent development in your area of practice so that your firm can publish that on their website. So always be proactive in looking for or even creating the opportunities to showcase yourself in ways that are consistent with the brand that you want to develop. So the fourth step is to leverage every interaction with your existing clients and with your current colleagues. Keep in mind that every time you do good work for clients in the area of law where you want to be regarded as an expert, you are strengthening your reputation as an expert in that area. And every time that you successfully negotiate a favorable settlement, you are cementing in your client's mind the thought that you are a good negotiator. And every time that you promptly respond to your client's emails or that you turn in deliverables early, you are ratifying the notion that you are reliable. Remember that your existing clients and the people that you work with on a daily basis will most likely talk to other people about your performance in the matters where you are staffed. And if your performance in those matters support that you're an expert, that you're a good negotiator, that you're a reliable lawyer, and so forth, then the clients and the people you work with will communicate that to others. And this, in turn, will enhance your reputation and will build your brand. The fifth step is to develop an elevator speech. I suspect that most of you are familiar with this concept, but for those who are not, an elevator speech is kind of like a 30-second pitch where you describe the work that you do and where you sell your competencies. It is a simple, succinct way to convey what you want your clients or your potential clients to know about you. So once you're clear about what you want to be known for, you should create your elevator speech to summarize in a few sentences what you do in a way that is consistent with the image that you are creating. When developing your elevator speech, imagine that you are standing in front of your dream client. What would you tell them if they asked you, "What do you do?" What would you say that would make them take interest in you and make them hire you? Whatever you respond to those questions is likely going to be a good indicator of what you should include in your elevator speech. And this brings me to one last piece of advice, which is to make sure that you are consistent with your branding. A dear friend of mine, Estelle Winsett, who is a successful lawyer and is also a branding and style consultant for lawyers, says that one of the common mistakes she sees lawyers make when it comes to branding is inconsistent brand messaging. She recommends taking control of your brand messaging by being intentional and consistent so that others come to know you and what to expect from you. If you're sending inconsistent messaging because, for instance, the content of your law firm bio does not match up with what you're saying in your LinkedIn profile, or because you are a speaker in a dozen seminars on multiple unrelated topics, then your potential clients might not understand what you do or what to expect from you. They might get confused, and this does not help with getting them to know, like, and trust you. You should regularly evaluate whether the work you perform, your professional activities, and the way you show up are aligned with the brand that you are creating. If they do, then it is more likely that you're going to be able to establish a solid, effective brand. Well, I hope these tips will help you think about and develop your branding strategy. Keep in mind that having a strong and effective personal brand can be of great help in achieving your business development goals. Please check out our show notes for a link to download a branding worksheet that can help you work through what we have discussed in this episode. You can also find Estelle Winsett's contact information in the show notes in case you want additional branding information.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.